Well, out of the blue, a few weeks to go till the election, Gordon Brown's given a speech which he's tried to redefine politics. He says there's a divide at the election between the party of change and the party of no change. He wants Labour really to offer a constitutional revolution. He's come out with some detail as to what that might be. And one thing he says is that there maybe should be a written constitution by 2015, the anniversary, 800 years since Magna Carta. So it's a pretty big package. The thing that will catch attention is alternative vote, which would be a referendum on changing the voting system. But there are also other bits in it too. So lots of constitutional people are quite excited. However, they've heard it all before, and that's where the tricky part begins.
Well, I mean, as you said, a bit of a surprise, isn't it? I mean, he's never been an advocate of voting reform before, so why now?
Well, why now? Because there's an election coming up. There's an election that Labour might lose. The Tory party is opposed to alternative vote, opposed to any change at all. Labour's been a bit split. He's taken a position. He's able to define something in the election and say, this is what I stand for. And of course, it might be attractive to the Lib Dems if there was a hung parliament.
So will this wrong foot the Tories? You know, is it a canny political move for Gordon Brown, even if we don't necessarily believe he's 100% sincere about wanting the voting reform?
Well, I think the sad thing is that as soon as we get a speech like this, we all do begin talking about, you know, will it upset the Tories? What does this mean for the Lib Dems? And I'm guilty of that too. We really ought to be looking at what's in the speech and then asking, will any of it happen? The Tory party will just say, this is another stunt from Gordon Brown, a prime minister who's so cynical he'll do anything to get re-elected, even though he won't. The reality is there are some good ideas in the speech, and it'd be nice if they happened. What's the prospect of that? I don't think too great.
Even though the legislation is supposedly going to be pushed through before the election?
Yeah, in Parliament, for about the last 18 months, there's been a bill going through. It started off being called the Constitutional Renewal Bill. Then it became the Constitutional Reform and Governance Bill because that didn't really renew the Constitution. It just tidied it up a bit. And it went through the last session of Parliament. It's come back into the next one. It's still going through the Commons. They were debating it yesterday. It keeps getting rewritten. It's a bit like a sort of dinner party where all the dishes get taken away and new ones put on the table. Everyone's still sitting there and it hasn't got to the end. It hasn't got much connection with the beginning. And now where we're at is that the government's trying to table amendments which will allow a referendum to take place on alternative vote by October 2011. So there'll be a few days to debate this. I don't think that's enough. I think it'll fall in the process of kind of winding up Parliament before the election. And if that happens, Gordon Brown will be able to say, I backed reform, the Tories blocked it. And that, of course, is probably his real aim.